So I contacted my friend Beck yesterday, and after having a bit of a complaint about the fact that I'm a bit of an idiot because we've had a month of eating non-stop while I started the tri-GLP, and I've been doing VLAs regularly, I haven't actually put on weight, and that really is quite interesting. I'll just share one of the little messages I sent her.
I think I'll do a video outlining exactly how many pizzas and beer nights and everything we've had in the last few weeks.
So it's sort of funny because I got home and I did have a look because I write down everything. I write down my weights every day. I write down my weights after exercise. I have done for, 20 years, and now I have it on a spreadsheet. But I also make a note of how naughty we've been. So for me not to have put on weight is really actually quite amazing. So what I thought I would do is chat about what the incretins do when you're being as bad as you can possibly be, just living life like there is no possibility of ever putting on weight again. So I'm going to share what the incretins do in order of priority when you're being naughty. So firstly, the incretins do work, the GLP-1, GLP-2 and GIP. They're like metabolic firefighters. We all hear about this fire inside when we just have inflammation. So when you're having too many naughties, drinking alcohol and living your best chaotic life, they're still going to show up, but they're going to be working their tuchuses off and slightly swearing under their breath. So let's have a look at the hierarchy of foods that create visceral fat. So visceral fat is the dangerous fat around your organs. So it's stored in the body when your body's feeling overwhelmed. So the worst offenders that lay down visceral fat are alcohol, especially beer, wine, spirits, and mixers, ultra processed food. So that's why some people on the planet are actually trying to stop processed foods from being in hospitals and schools and that sort of thing. Because sugar and high fructose foods and deep fried foods and refined carbs, white breads, pizzas, pastries, and pasta, and trans fats in commercial goods, they just create this massive amount of inflammation. So the high fat and high carb combos like burgers and chips and creamy pasta, they create these spikes of blood sugar. And then, of course, when we're late night eating and we're having emotional eating spikes, that all adds to our inflammation and our poor metabolism. And then underneath that, after the body's burnt off all of that, then it goes into healthy fats, then it goes into whole foods and protein-rich meals. So what part of the body gets balanced first when we're looking at GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP? So when the incretins kick in, these are called incretins, the body triages like an emergency room. The first priority is blood sugar stability. So GLP-1 and GIP work together to reduce blood sugar spikes and to improve insulin response and slow stomach emptying so we stay full for longer. This is always the first job. So the second priority is gut repair. So the GLP-2 kicks in, and this one isn't in any of the injectables. It tightens the gut lining, it reduces inflammation, and it improves the nutrient absorption, which is huge. I did a 10-minute video on that last week. So, if you're eating junk, the GLP-2 is basically patching up holes in a sinking ship. The third priority is balancing your appetites and cravings. So, GLP-1 reduces hunger signals, but alcohol and sugar override this. So, the incretins have to work harder. The priority number four, here we go. That's where we get down to the visceral fat reduction. And this only happens once. The blood sugar is calmed, the inflammation is lower, and the gut absorption improves. So, if you're eating poorly, this step is delayed, not cancelled. So, the hormones involved and how they relate to crap food, because so many women just say to me, oh, my hormones are out of balance, but what does it really mean when our life's a bit chaotic? The junk food increases our insulin, our cortisol, our ghrelin, which is our hunger hormone. It increases our inflammatory cytokines and our triglycerides. So tri-GLP supported incretins try to counterbalance this because the GLP-1 reduces appetite and glucose spikes. The GLP-2 repairs the gut and improves absorption. And the GIP improves insulin response and fat metabolism. But if you're eating poorly, these hormones are basically doing overtime. They're in the army, they're working their tuchuses off. So, how hard are your incretins working? Let's rate it. So, if you're drinking and eating junk food daily, They're at level 10 emergency mode. They can still help, but they're firing non-stop. If you're eating junk food a few times a week, then your incretins are, say, 6 or 7 out of 10. They can still shift inflammation and visceral fat, but it's going to be slower. If you're eating mostly well with occasional treats, your incretins are at level 3 and 4. This is where the magic happens: fat loss, muscle maintenance, and gut repair. So if you're consistent with the tri-GLP and decent food, then your incretins are at level 1 or 2. So they can focus on that visceral fat reduction, the muscle preservation, the collagen support, the iron uptake, the nutrient absorption, and the inflammation balance. So this is the easy mode your body loves. So the bottom line is, tri-GLP can support your incretin pathways even if you're eating lots of junk food. But the worse the diet, the harder those hormones have to work. And don't forget, sugar and alcohol override the incretins so you can still get those munchies. So don't quit. So our incretins, they don't quit, they don't judge, but they do get exhausted. So if you want the best results with your tri-GLP, you want to reduce alcohol, reduce sugar, which I have done because my munchies aren't there. My snacking isn't there. All of those extra things are doing really, really well. But we're best off reducing the ultra processed foods. Don't have them in the house. Increase your proteins and increase your whole foods. Even small improvements make incretins work smarter, not harder. If you've enjoyed this, like and share it with someone who needs to hear this if they're on a weight loss journey, because every weight loss journey can do with this information. If you're interested in the tri-GLP, send me a message and I'll send you the link. Have a great day. Bye.